Hello and welcome to Life Results 365, where I bring you guys the truths, updates, news, and coaching tips daily. And we are on day 25, I think. I can't keep up with it now. But I really started this initially because I had started to really open up to the connection that I was starting to form via social media. I was getting a lot of personal messages, asking for advice, assistance, people looking for relationships, people that were distressed or in troubled times. And I really just wanted to create a program where I could just speak every day, try and answer some of those questions the best way I could, because I really just can't answer, you know, 200-300 messages a day. I do pretty well, but yeah, it was just getting a bit much. So yeah, today I'm actually just going to raise, my flatmate's moving out, and it's caused a bit of feelings for everybody, because we've all grown a connection and a bond with each other. But I was grateful enough that I was invited to just a bit of a meditation morning with a couple of my flatmates. And it was a really transformational experience, really. I mean, I've always been one to not really meditate as such. Like, I don't take time out to meditate, but I do have what I call intentional thought time. So it is time where I do reflect, it is time where I write, it is time where I may do a breathing routine. Normally in clinic, before I start work, I always have a routine that I go through. And I suppose you could call it a form of meditation, but I've never really looked at it as a form of meditation. So it was nice to actually just be around a couple of others that regularly do this. It just gave a really nice perspective on how, you know, if you're taking that time during the day to be grateful, in whatever way you do, I think it's just as long as you are doing that. And I think having that time each day to just be thankful for where you are, for being grateful for those people that are around you, and the situation that you're currently in, no matter what external is going on, whatever forces are happening around you, you are still in control of yourself, and you're still in control of your emotions, and you're still in control of the people that that you're surrounded by. So I suppose that is today's tip. You know, why do we create these things in our lives? I think it brings certainty. I think it brings clarity. I think it gives us each a sense of purpose, and, you know, taking that time to just do that daily can really make a big difference in your life. So I think that is why we create. We want to create new possibilities. We want to create new experiences. And sometimes just creating is actually a way of giving back to others as well. So I think that's another reason why we create. We want this world, and we want our people, and we want to do things better. And I think if we weren't striving towards that, then maybe we've lost the purpose. The thing is that if you are going to create, to just still be in the moment. And I think that's also a big lesson, is that just to appreciate that moment in time, each moment that we have moving forward. So hopefully that is a little bit of insight for you, for those of you who do meditate, for those of you who don't, for those of you who do it in other forms. I think at some point we do just need to take a few minutes a day to just reflect and look to where we're heading. Tune in tomorrow.